This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Man, I don't want you to get to heaven and find out that that person who you despise, God sent to be a blessing to your life, but you never engaged the blessing. Sometimes the blessing can look raggedy at the beginning, and later on it looks like pure gold at the end.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Let's look at some things that will build relationships. What are some things you can do to build better relationships with people? In the area of godly friendship. We ain't gotten to marriage yet. Oh, when we get to marriage, you're gonna know it. But what can we do? I'm gonna give you seven actions that you can begin to initiate to build better relationships. And I'm gonna start off with this first action, because like I said, we act like we don't do this until we get married. But here's the first action to build a better relationship in the area of friendship. Here it is. It's this word that you all know, you all have heard, you all understand. Here it is, love. Because you're gonna find out that you're gonna have to have that as a foundation in the next relationship, in marriage. See, love is the starting point. I'm talking about godly Christians. Love is godly Christianity. When you talk about, I'm saved, I have the love of God poured in me, and I'm gonna talk to you about two kind of love, agape love and filio. You need both of them in order to restore or to reconcile relationships. And that agape love is not, I'm loving you because you did something. It's unconditional. It's the practice of loving without nobody having to do something to be loved. Man, many problems in conflicted relationships involve power struggles. They involve people feeling excluded. They involve the absence of brotherly affection. But you fix these problems by the expression of both agape and filial love. So let's define those a little bit more, because I want to give you a picture of what that means. Okay, so I'm a born-again Christian. I gave my heart to Jesus. The first thing the Holy Spirit did was to pour the agape love on the inside of me, giving me ability to love, because the Bible says they will know us by the love that we have for one another. And I just think that is so foreign to the church right now. And I'm not talking about the fake love. I'm talking about the real love that helps us to do some things. So this love is not based on merit of a person's of the person loved. It's like they didn't have to do something to deserve to be loved. But rather, it's unconditional. Agape is unconditional. It's based on them as an image bearer of Christ, in a sense. Because you bear Christ, I can love you this way. This love is kind. It's generous. This love continues to give even when the other is unkind, unresponsive, unworthy. It still gives. You're unkind, I'm still gonna love you, because I got this. I didn't love you for a reason in the first place. I loved you because you are a bearer of Christ on the inside of you, and I love you. And I love you when you're unresponsive. I love you when you're unkind. I love you when you're unkind. Agape love helps me to love what's not lovely. I love you when you're unworthy. It only desires good things for the other, and it is compassionate. What do you think would happen to every church in the world if they made this the starting point of their Christianity? I am born again, I am saved, I've received the agape love that God gave me. Now I'm gonna start loving people, not because they deserve it, but because of who I am. That's strong. I'm gonna love you with your unresponsive, mean, unreasonable self, but because I'm a Christian, I have a supernatural love that can love you in any condition you may be in. I can love betrayal that came from you. I can love slander that came from you. I can love unfaithfulness that came from you. Because I'm a Christian and I bear supernatural love. I bear agape. And I'm not loving you because you love me. I'm not loving you because you did something nice to me. I'm not loving you because you called me to see how I was doing. No. When the church makes this the starting point to our relationships in our fellowship, then we're going to start seeing something different happen in our worship. I don't think you heard what I said. When the church can make this type of agape love the starting point in our relationship with one another, then you're going to see the difference in our worship. It'll be the most powerful thing you've ever seen. And then the building will become a place where all needs are taken care of, because agape love was loving when it wasn't right. And when we walked in that building and we met God there, and burdens started being removed and yokes started being destroyed and the anointing showed up, because we're not loving with a fake love. We're loving in a way that invites the Spirit and the presence of God to show up every time we come together. Whew. If you're at home, lift your hands up and praise God for that. If you're here, lift your hands up, praise God for that. Father, I welcome you right now. I welcome you right now. Now, here's the thing you do. You're hearing me preach and you're thinking in your own ability, I don't know how to do that. Well, the Lord has great pleasure in hearing you say, I need you, Lord. I need you to help me to love like this, because I got to be honest with you, it ain't in me like that. Reconciliation requires both of these. Now, philia, let's talk about that love. These are Greek words to describe it. This is a deep and intimate friendship that has been built over time, caring about someone as a person or a brother. So it's a friendship type of love built over time, but it's that unconditional agape love that keeps you engaged until that friendship love, you give birth to it, you see. So you need both of them. For reconciliation to take place. You need, and then some of them, and you're talking about you don't have no friends, go find somebody who everybody else turning off. There are plenty of people who waiting for you to show up with some agape. Plenty of folks. And we just, I don't know.
Well, I just, you know how folks are.
Well, there you go again, generalizing everything, diminishing the power of God's agape, as if it's not gonna work for you when he made it available to work for everybody. And that person that you engage in agape love may turn out to be the greatest blessing to ever happen in your life. Man, I don't want you to get to heaven and find out that that person who you despise, God sent to be a blessing to your life, but you never engaged the blessing. Sometimes the blessing can look raggedy at the beginning, and later on, it looks like pure gold at the end. Amen? I know some of y'all listening, Well, I'm gonna have to pray about this. Well, I don't know. Well, you're right, you don't. And that's why I'm teaching you right now. You're right, you don't. Some of you have no idea how to engage agape with somebody who has done you wrong. I do. I mean, I've engaged with people who have been so slanderous, with such betrayal, and turned around and did something like pay all their bills off. And it almost messed them up. Or after they stolen from him and they went to jail, I was the one to go and get them out. It messed them up. Agape. Some of them couldn't stay. Some of them like, I just can't stand it. I got to stay because I don't know. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you come and get me out of jail? Let you know I stole from you and I'm sorry. Agape. Are you willing to do that? Jesus did. The same people that beat him up and mugged him, he died for them. He went to hell for them. The same ones that beat him with a cat of nine tails, he shed his blood for them. His body was broken for them. He will welcome them. Think about how that feels. You were part of the mugging team that beat Jesus up, and then you got saved. There were some people that got saved who whipped him with a cat of nine tails and all that, and they entered into heaven. And you know what Jesus did? Come on, ye blessed of my Father. Enter into that which was prepared to you for the rest of the world. And if Jesus could do that, and I liken what Jesus did, Jesus forgave them of a $1 trillion debt. And when he asked us to forgive one another, it's like a 2-cent debt. He's asking you to forgive somebody of a 2-cent debt, and he forgave somebody of $1 trillion debt. It's time for us to mature. It's time for us, if we're going to be Christians, we're going to have to practice and ask God to help us in developing in this area. Amen. Reconciliation requires both of these being expressed to resolve the problems in conflicted relationships. Let me look at Philippians 2. And I realize I'm probably going to run out of time and not finish this, but I also promised God that I would take my time and not rush through this series because the planting of this is so important to the future of world changers. The planting of it is the future. It's so important to the future. It's important to the future of our worship. It's important to the future of our church coming back into the dome. It's important to the future of where God wants to take us and how God wants to use us. I believe the dome is going to be a center for miracles. I do. I believe the dome is going to be a center for the supernatural. I believe that there's going to be one time that every time it opens up, something miraculous happens, something super cool. Shata. There are going to be people coming from all over the world because there's going to be a fire burning over that dome because of the very thing I'm talking to you about now, that some people don't see how the supernatural can be associated with this. But there's a lot of things, a lot of ways we live that prevents God from doing what he wants to do. Now, you take what I'm talking about and everybody start operating like that, and all of the home churches are now coming back to the dome, and all of the folks are coming back, but they're coming back willing and ready to operate in agape. You can't put all of that in one place and not have the Holy Ghost walk up and down every aisle and touch every person. I saw people walking in the back of the dome and falling out under the power of God like they ran into a wall when they walked in there. That's what I'm talking about. We're not in any competition. We refuse to compare ourselves with somebody else. I'm trying to, something getting ready to happen. And I'm trying to get you ready for it. So you will not be a victim of the times, but you'll be a prophecy of the times. Kuroboshaka, signs and wonders and miracles and healings and all of this wonderful stuff. And you're going to be alive to see it all. But he's waiting on his church. You know, a little of what we saw this morning in worship is nothing to compare about what you're going to see. I saw it one time. When I first got called to the ministry, I was directing in this community choir, and we were going to L.A. to do a concert. I didn't have any money to get any food to eat, so I wasn't complaining to nobody, so I stayed in the room and I fasted for 3 days. Didn't nobody know that. I mean, I fasted and prayed for 3 days, and a few of my friends came in and joined me, and I just spent time with the Lord. And it got so intense in there, I still to this day don't quite understand that. But I opened my eyes while I was laying on the bed praying. But when I opened my eyes up, I was looking down at my body. And it scared me. I got to be honest with you. Like, what the heck? You know, I'm not preaching, trying to get where I was. But when I got to the concert, and the other people started joining me in prayer. When I got to the concert, I was the director, so I started talking to set the song up. And I turned around and I started speaking. And as I started speaking and I turned it around to the choir that started singing the song, everybody fell out. No, let's see, the whole choir. No, not two people. Everybody fell out. Both in the choir stand and in the congregation. Least to say, we're gonna have no concert because wasn't nobody conscious. So we had an altar call. And everybody got saved. And I said, what in the world was this? And I said, well, I ain't had nothing to do with that. And then so I got invited to a church. I got a witness here. Taffy and Ken, I think, went to that church. We went to, I don't know what it was, but they had preachers here and not too many people in the congregation. And after I finished, everybody in that church got saved, including all the preachers on the pulpit. I'm thinking, I thought y'all was already saved. I have seen what I'm telling you about. And part two is right around the corner. I said part two is right around the corner. And I'm telling you, as sure as I stand here today, the greatest move of the Holy Ghost that this earth has ever seen is going to take place. But the worship is coming off the platform, and it's going to get out here into the congregation, and it's going to be worshiping God in a spirit of truth. And you're going to see things like you've never seen before. Watch this in your house, on your job, in your recreation time, at the park, on the street. You watch. And how is this? This agape. Look at what he said, Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 through 4 in the NIV. Philippians 2, 2 through 4 in the NIV. And this will be my last scripture for today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You ain't seen nothing yet. You're gonna see, you better go shlakresla, but somebody labadya. The time that I have prophesied concerning the early and the latter rains coming together are at hand. It is my early anointing that operated on those prophets of old, and it is my anointing that fell in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. The earth has never seen these anointings operate together all at one time. But I'm about to bring a spiritual storm upon this earth. Adoposhe, yeah, it looks like the devil is winning. And if you're keeping score, it looks like he's leading. But if you understand who I am, just in a moment of time, I'll turn it all around. And I'm about to turn things around in your life. I'm about to turn things around in your house. I'm about to turn things around where your finances are concerned, that you may know that I am the Almighty God, and that you will come to know that when my hands are on your life, no devil in hell can do anything to you. So don't wait until you see it before you begin to rejoice. Go ahead and rejoice and be exceedingly glad because of what I am about to do with you, saith the Spirit of the living God. Amen. What I'm gonna do to you, what I'm about to do where you're concerned. What I'm about to do where you're concerned. Right there in your house, let this anointing come through this stream right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Halalaboshata Christi Tirabamabokoba. Something's getting ready to happen to those ashes in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 2, 2 through 4 says this. He says, then make my joy complete by being like-minded. What? Make my joy complete by being like-minded. Having the same, look at this, love. Look at that. having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. So he's telling us what to do. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the other. You see how this thing's gonna start? Having the same love. There's only love, there's only one kind of love we all can have. And that's agape. Because it's not based on nothing but your decision to have it and to receive it and to walk in it. And I tell you, world changers, the name has not been granted unto us by mistake. The name has not been given unto us by mistake. God is calling the world changers nation to rise up all over the place. You got to understand what I'm saying. There are going to be people that are going to be moving here because God told them, I need you to be in College Park. There are people that are going to be coming from all over the place. There are some serious reckonings that God is about to do on the planet. And those people who don't believe in him, and those people who, for some reason, hated him, well, that'll be no more. Because the God of big miracles is at hand. You received that this morning? I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to minister to these, your precious sheep, that they've received it, that supernatural things have happened even in their hearing, that this went beyond the ears on the side of their heads, but they heard it with the ear in the center of their heart. I pray, Spirit of God, that you begin to deal with each individually. Oh, my goodness. Glory be to God, and that you do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And I believe we got the key today. That love is the key. We praise you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Do you want relationships that won't crumble and can get through the difficult times in life? In volume one of his life-altering series, Grace-Based Relationships, Creflo Dollar takes you on a journey to discover the key relationships that matter most, the foundation for successful relationships, and how to see God's favor on your relationships.
Choose your friends carefully. Choose a friend that will help you grow in your relationship with Christ. To be a good friend, it starts with a good friendship with Jesus. It's important that the people you choose to be friends with make Jesus their first priority. The three or four friends you hang around will have the potential of enhancing your relationship with Jesus or corrupting your good habits.
All four insightful messages of Grace-Based Relationships Volume 1 can change your life today for a love gift of only $25 or more, plus shipping and handling. Go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore or call the number on your screen to grab yours today.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. Don't miss a service and catch up on the latest messages from Creflo and Taffy Dollar, like No More Worries, Overcoming Uncertainty, and countless other life-changing series streaming on the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app.
It is now possible because of Jesus for man to be reconciled back to God.
It is God's desire. It is his plan that we walk in truth, not be deceived, so consequently we won't deceive other people.
Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store, search Creflo Dollar Ministries, and download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org. When you give, your gift goes to work, changing lives all over the world, spreading the gospel, uplifting communities, connecting believers from all over the world. Now more than ever, it's easy to support the ministry with your giving through Change Express. With Change Express, your giving is simple. It's as easy as clicking recurring once and you're set. Secure. With our advanced security protocols, you'll have peace of mind as you give, knowing that your seed is going where it belongs, changing the lives of people all around the globe. And scheduled, your donation happens at the same time, every time, without you having to lift a finger again. Simply put, it's giving you can't forget. The process of giving has never been easier for those on the go, so get started today. Go to www.creflodollarministries.org/change express now to sign up for Change Express. Easy, automatic giving.
Sometimes in life, we face dilemmas and aren't sure what to do. God has given us a grace gift to help overcome the limitations of our understanding so that we can receive clear direction. Introducing Grace Life Academy. With this easy-to-use platform, you can start learning how to tap into the unlimited prayer power of the Holy Spirit. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access to hundreds of hours of online teachings from Creflo Dollar anywhere and anytime. You can learn in as little as 15 minutes a day. You will gain access to interactive Bible lessons that include features like e-courses, study guides, quizzes, and more. You don't have to live a limited life. Start experiencing all that God has made available through His gifts of grace. To get started on your 30-day free trial, simply text GLA to 51555 or sign up online by visiting mygracelifeacademy.com.
We have one mission, to tell the world that our God is alive, because all that we are is because of who Jesus is. Not just because He died, but because He lives. Because He cares, because He loves, and because He is God. So who are we? We are His hands, His feet, His people. We are His church. So we take His message of grace all around the world, to the fatherless, to the hungry, to the hurting, to the old, and to the young we go. As He is, so are we. We are world changers.
Join us online as we bring you praise and worship from the World Changers Church family and the Word of God from Pastors Creflo Dollar and Taffy Dollar. For more information, visit us at creflodollarministries.org.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.